What's a mayor to do? Well, our reality check today looks at just that now that Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell will term out. Honolulu Civil Beat's political and opinion editor Chad Blair on the line today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you found out about a fundraiser that Mayor Kirk Caldwell's got planned, huh?
Yeah, that's what happens when you're in journalism. Sometimes people just slip you a little something, a little tip, and sure enough, a flyer has been circulating for the mayor, holding a fundraiser October 1st. That's at the Wailea Country Club, accepting donations up to $4,000. And what's interesting is the mayor actually is not going to be running again for mayor, right? He's term limited. He will be leaving office January of 2021. But you can still hold a fundraiser. Maybe he was paying off debt. No, he doesn't actually have any campaign debt. So what is he raising money for? Well, I checked with his longtime campaign chair, Lex Smith, who said that the mayor is looking at other political offices down the road once he leaves office, and they include possibly running for governor of Hawaii.
Now, we have heard him say many times, I love this job as mayor, and he wishes that he could stay in that job, but he can't. And so he's got to look for another job in 2022, I guess.
Yeah, his campaign chair did emphasize that the mayor's focus is finishing his term, getting more things done. The mayor, of course, believes he has a strong record and there are things that he needs to do. That still is some time away before he leaves. And as we've already reported, there's a whole bunch of people already lining up to run for his office next year. But the mayor has been active in politics for a long time. He was a former state legislator. I think he was even the majority leader in the House for a couple of years. He was also managing director of the city under Mufi Hanneman a few years back. And I think it's fair to say he has aspirations, even ambitions. I should mention it's not just governor of Hawaii that he's looking at. He's actually thinking maybe he'll run for city council. Isn't that interesting? you don't normally do that as a mayor, you know, go to a council seat. In this case, Ann Kobayashi is term limited as well next year. And Kirk Caldwell, like Ann Kobayashi, is from the Manoa district. So he could do that. Another race mentioned. Possibly challenging Ed Case for the first congressional district seat, which is basically urban Oahu.
So he's kind of, if he runs for council, he'll be taking a page out of the playbook, I guess, of Mayor Joanne Yukimura, because I think she ran for council after, yeah?
Hadn't even thought about that, but you're absolutely right over there on Kauai. You know, one thing that you do by running for office again, and if in this case, if Caldwell were to succeed in taking the council seat, you do keep your name in the public eye. You're a public figure still, and especially with issues like rail and homelessness that are going to be top of mind for many campaigns going forward. So that's not unheard of. I should make clear that with this fundraiser that the mayor is holding, he can use that money for state and county races. So in other words, to run for governor, to run for the council, even a legislature again. He cannot, however, use that for a federal office. You cannot use state and county money raised for a campaign at that level to run for Congress, vice versa. You can't use federal money for a campaign back in the state. So I just want to make sure that everyone understood that.
Now, as far as a run for governor, we've heard of, you know, other names being kicked around. You've done some research on that.
Well, I think it's no mystery to a whole lot of people who have been following the news lately, particularly on Mauna Kea, that Josh Green, our lieutenant governor, has his own political thoughts, political future, even though he just got elected LG last year. He has already held one fundraiser for the position in governor. In fact, I believe it's tonight. He has a second fundraiser. I believe it's at the Pacific Club, also for the position of governor. So even though he could run for lieutenant governor again in 2022, and remember, Governor David Ige is term limited. He can't run again. Green has already indicated strongly by raising money that he is looking at running for governor 3 years from now.
I think it'll be interesting to see, though, if Caldwell does run for governor. He has a couple of fellow Democrats who haven't treated him very well and don't like him that much, I think.
Certainly the criticism of the mayor on rail in particular has been strong. Other possible candidates, Jill Takuta, the former state senator, one very critical of funding the rail. She's kept her options open. Donovan Dela Cruz, the current Senate Ways and Means chair, his name has also been bandied about. However, he's focused on getting reelected next year.
Yes, and I also heard someone tell me that I think Jill might be eyeing the mayor's race even. So lots of possibilities out there for folks.
Yeah, what she told me directly was, I'm keeping my options open.
Yes. How many times have we heard that, right?
Many times.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see how this fundraiser goes and then see what decision the mayor makes.
Right. It's going to be a whole bunch of races pending next year, affect races 2 years, 3 years down the road. But now is the time to think, even though the election in 2018 seems like it was just over last week.
Yes. But anything can happen.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read his political stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.